to Ms. Gomez for doing the minutes on all those delegations. All right. Okay, so please, with due speed, take care of those delegation items. They're easier to do if we don't let a lot of time pass. So please get all of those worked up, and you will be working with Jay, through Jay, to get your final sign-off signatures once we have everything completed. So, okay. Thank you very much.
Thanks. This is David with Ensign. Thank you so much for your time, and we will proceed ahead post haste to get this approved. Thank you so much.
Okay. Thank you all.
Thank you.
I'd like to now ask the DRB if they'd like to take a recess until 11:35 or 11:30, whatever is your pleasure. You make the motion. We just need a little break, and then we'll do items 7, 8, and 9. Okay, I'll make a motion. I move that we take a recess until 11:30.
David Gutierrez, Water Authority, I second.
Please vote.
David Gutierrez, Water Authority, I approve.
Jeff Palmer, Code Enforcement, I approve.
Cheryl Smurfield, Parks and Rec, I approve.
Yiquan Chen, Hydrology, I approve.
Ernest Termijo, Transportation, I approve.
And Jolene Wolfley, DRB Chair, approves. There's a consensus vote of the DRB to recess until 11:30. That will be 11 minutes from now. And so at that time, we'll take up 7, 8, and 9. Please turn off your video and your audio during the break for you. All right. The DRB is back in session on November 30th, 2022. We are on item 7. This is PR 2021-6007, application SI 2022-1592, site plan amendment. This is for Costco Wholesale at 1420 Renaissance Boulevard. And Barkhausen Consulting Engineers is the agent. Mr. Mosley, are you there? I think this is your case. Mr. Mosley? Okay, we can't hear you, sir. Can you test your microphone? We cannot hear you.
Can you hear me now?
Oh, yes, we can. Sorry, you were just on mute in the second round. So that was okay. Right. Go ahead and give us your name, firm, and address.
My name is Charles Mosley. I'm with Barkhausen Engineers, address 18215 72nd Avenue South, Kent, Washington, 98032.
Do you swear affirm to tell the truth?
I do.
Okay, thank you. Go ahead and give us an update on this project.
Yes, I'd like to make a presentation if possible.
Certainly. Let's see. I'm assuming you mean on
yes.
Screen. Okay. Mr. Rodenbeck needs to do that.
This is Jay Rodenbeck. Charles, you have co-host capability.
All right. All right. Are you able to see the screen?
Almost. Now we can.
Okay. Well, we appreciate the opportunity to present our project to you and the members of the Development Review Board. We are the team that we have right now are myself as the planner. We have Megan Palmer, also with Barkhausen, as our civil engineer. We do have a Chris Teasler with Kittleson, our traffic consultant, in the background in case there are questions that come up for him. And we have Kayleen Burnett with Costco. And we also have Sean Anderson with Barkhausen, my colleague in the planning department. With that, the project that we are seeking development approval is the relocation of the existing fuel facility in the northwest corner of the site to the southwest corner of the site. So from right here is where the existing is. You can see it under the site plan overlay. And then here's the proposed location of the new facility. Included in that relocation is an expansion of the facility, doubling the number of dispensers from 6 to 12 dispensers. In overview, so we're looking at 12 new dispensers for the facility, an 8,500 square foot fuel canopy, three new 40,000 gallon underground storage tanks, and one new 1,500 gallon underground storage tank for fuel additive. We'll have a new controller enclosure and new remote fills and vapor recovery system as part of it. The intent of the relocation and expansion is to improve the fuel facility operations by providing a new state-of-the-art facility and increased capacity, which will result in reduced queues, shortened wait times, improved site circulation, and a more efficient fuel purchasing experience. And the elevations, elevations are designed to match the existing fuel facility, but the intent is they complement the Costco warehouse and utilize materials that are in both structures. And with that, I'll open it up to questions.
Okay, thank you. I have a question to start off. I put several times in our notes that the Balloon Landing Task Force wanted to talk with you all regarding your parking lot site. Is there someone that can report on those discussions?
Madam Chair, this is Charles Mosley. We have reached out to Paul Smith and Tom Minicucci. We just got some exhibits from Tom's group this morning, and we need to review those with Costco. We also need to discuss with the warehouse manager. It's our understanding that the site has been used in past events and get an understanding of what they have experienced when the site has been used for the landings.
Okay, thank you for that work. And you know, we note that that's extra credit work, but there could be a, you just ended up being an important site to them. And so while we were looking at your parking lot and your landscaping, we wanted to have those discussions go on. It's taken a little while, I guess, to get that initiated. And let me just muse about that as we continue on here. So is there any member of the public that has any comments they want to make on item number 7 at 1420 Renaissance Boulevard? You can raise your hand in Zoom or speak up. Not seeing anyone, let's go to Water Authority for comment. And Mr. Mosley, if you'd go ahead and stop sharing now.
All right.
We'll go back to the site plan on view.
David Gutierrez, Water Authority, I have no objections. Thank you.
Code enforcement?
Jeff Palmer with code enforcement. We have no comments or objections.
Parks and Rec?
Charles Sommerfeld with the Parks and Rec Department. No additional comments.
Hydrology?
The Quan Chen Hydrology. Hydrology has approved the grading drainage plan with engineer stamp date of 11-11-2022 and has no comment on the site plan amendment.
Transportation?
Stormy Hill Transportation. All transportation comments have been addressed. No objection.
And planning.
This is Jay Rodenbach. So we need to have the project and the application numbers added to the site plan amendment. And then we have some comments pertaining to landscaping. Madam Chair, Ms. Strange, do you want to elaborate on those?
Sure, Bunny Strange Planning. I have a few comments here. In general, the landscape plans, it would be helpful to have a sheet that shows just landscape demolition with associated hatches. So I believe it's the first sheet here. Let me go ahead and open this up. We're showing existing landscape to be retained.
Can you bring up the landscape plan, Mr. Rodenbeck?
Proposed new landscape, existing tree to be removed, existing landscape to be removed. And then following this initial sheet, there. There are proposed plantings and also existing landscape to be removed, existing trees to be removed. So it's a little bit confusing. I think it would be helpful to have separate sheet sets for the landscape plans. So all of the sheet sets with the match lines for demolition, and then also all of the planting plan sheets separately. It also appears that on sheet, excuse me while I navigate this, sheet L2 of 6, there appears to be a viewport that's been cut off in the rock mulch section. And so it's just sort of unclear where rock mulch is going. There's also hatches for ground covers in here. So in general, I think it would be helpful to have landscape demolition plans, landscape planting plans, and then landscape gravel plans separated. Is that clear?
Yes.
Additionally, Rhamnus californica is not included in the Albuquerque Water Utility Authority plant list, approved plant list. So that shrub will need to be replaced with one that is. There's another comment, line type for the edge of stone and bark mulch is not showing up in plans. So there's bark mulch that is being provided underneath all trees, And there's line work that's in the legend, but it's not showing up in the plans to delineate the difference between those two. And all trees in the schedule besides the Afghan pine are calling out 1.5-inch caliper. Per the IDO, deciduous street trees must be 2-inch caliper. Deciduous accent trees may be 1.5-inch caliper. And all evergreen trees, 6-foot height minimum.
Bonnie, this is Charles Mosley again. So you just said street trees need to be 2 inches, but what was the other type of tree was allowed to be less than 2 inches?
Those are deciduous accent trees.
Just to clarify, all the new trees are within the site. Do those need to be street trees or?
No, those are okay. And yes, that looks okay. One other thing we have noticed is.
Stop for a minute, Ms. Strange. I don't think we're being clear here. Ms. Sommerfeld, maybe you can help. So are you saying that all your new trees, Mr. Mosley, are within the parking lot and none are on the street edge?
That is correct.
Okay. So Ms. Sommerfeld, can you help just based on some of your experience, what caliper is needed for the parking lot? And maybe you don't know that off the top of your head, but a smaller caliper is possible for the parking lot as opposed to what they put on the street.
Is that defined in the IDO? I never really checked the calibers of the tree on the place. Okay.
All right. Well, we'll sort that out with you. Was there anything else, Ms. Strange?
Bonnie Strange Planning. One additional thing that's actually didn't make it into our notes is to confirm which existing trees on the site are in poor health, declining, need to be replaced, any of the existing landscape.
Okay, thank you. So Mr. Mosley, when you come in and you're working on your site, there are things that we might kind of make sure are in compliance. And so one of them would be if you have any dead or unhealthy landscaping that you would replace it. And so that we might need some information about that. And I think from looking at some of the air photos of the area, it looked suspicious that there could be plants in that category. Okay, Mr. Rodek, are you finished?
Excuse me, Sean Anderson here from Barghausen Engineers. Just to clarify that.
Can you please give us your address and then I'll swear you.
Yeah, sorry. Sean Anderson, Barghausen Consulting Engineers. Sorry. Address is 18215 72nd Avenue South, Kent, Washington, 98032.
You swear affirm to tell the truth?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
Apologies.
Go ahead, Mr. Anderson. Yay.
Just trying to jump right in. To clarify that previous comment about the dead and dying landscape, I just want to clarify the conformance that you're talking about would be in the areas within the project area limits, right? Or not the entire site?
This is Chair Wolfley. It really should be the entire site. We could come to this site right now and we have authority per the IDO to have through the maintenance section that you would need to replace dead and dying landscaping. And when you're before us, it's just easier to focus, right? And so it really should be throughout the parking lot, throughout the site.
Okay.
Okay, Mr. Rudbeck, did you get everything covered? I think we did.
This is Jay Rudenbeck. Yeah, so I didn't have any other comments other than the project and application numbers needing to be added to the plat or to the site plan.
Okay. Let me think here just for a second, because most of this is ready to go, just not the landscaping. Okay, so Mr. Mosley would, and maybe your client is here, Ms. Burnett, representing Costco. Actually, Ms. Burnett, would you mind if we brought you into the record and I asked you a direct question?
Sure. I'm Kayleen Burnett with Costco Wholesale, 999 Lake Drive, Issaquah, Washington, 98027.
Do you swear from to tell the truth?
Yes, I do.
Okay, thank you, Ms. Burnett. And sorry to put you on the spot like this, but your project kind of looks like it's ready to go forward. There's some issues on landscaping, but one of the outlying issues is just having that dialogue with the Balloon Landing Task Force and verifying that there could be some agreement about plant material or trees or whatever. And so some of the issues that we're talking about now, even about replacing dying trees, could potentially work their way into an alternative landscaping plan if there's agreement for you all to work as a Balloon Landing site. It's not part of the normal site plan amendment. It's just something that kind of came up when your site plan amendment came up. So under these circumstances, I think I would be comfortable adding a delegation to my list of items before I sign that would say that we would potentially approve a alternative landscaping plan for this site if you ended up wanting to go that direction. Are you comfortable with that? And I think I could work toward, voting to approve this if I had that sort of unusual delegation that if need be that you had some agreements with the Balloon Landing Task Force and you wanted to do an alternative landscaping plan, we would go ahead and do that, work through the details of that, which would be not that dissimilar to what we've talked about today. But there could be some, for example, reduction in trees.
Okay. Yeah, I'm comfortable with that. I think we need some time to look at the plans and talk, actually have the conversation. But I think an alternative landscaping plan would be appropriate.
Okay. Thank you for that. Ms. Sommerfeld.
Excuse me. Just quickly, the IEO does say that there is a different caliper requirement for street trees versus accent trees, 2 inches versus 1.5 inches. But I imagine that can just be a note on the plan. And I'm wondering if that's something that has been provided already. So I thought I'd just check with the Strong and the applicant.
Okay. Can you give me the site from the IDO?
Sure, it's IDO section 56C6.
Okay, thank you. Let's see. I will ask each board member to vote to approve or deny the application for a site plan amendment. And I'm going to ask you to vote really slowly so I can figure out my delegation. And then if you are accepting delegation, please summarize that delegation in the time needed.
This is David Gutierrez, Water Authority. I approve.
Jeff Palmer with Code Enforcement, I approve.
Cheryl Sommerfeld with Parks and Rec, I approve.
Yiquan Chen, Hydrology, I approve.
Ernest Armijo, Transportation, I approve.
Jolene Wolfley, DRB Chair representing Planning, I approve with delegation for the project and application numbers to be added to the site plan. Second, to check conformance with IDO 56C6 related to tree caliber. Item three, that the I'm just going to say that the comments that Ms. Strange did from the comment memo, that those be addressed, that relate to having various landscape plans and other landscaping changes. And then finally, as an alternative, that an alternative landscaping plan could be submitted through conversations with the Bloom Landing Task Force for approval. And all of that for 12 weeks. There is a consensus vote to approve item seven and project number 2021-6007, application number SI 2022-1592, because the application meets all the applicable requirements of IDO and DPM, with delegation to planning for 12 weeks to address the issues just stated.